It is common for people to draw pictures of the sun, moon, and constellations. And the question is this halakhically appropriate? What is the issue with drawing pictures of the sun, the moon, the stars? And what are perhaps some justifications to allow this? So it seems from the Gemara, at least, this is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Gamliel had certain tsuros, Levada had certain forms of the moon in order to be able to determine, evaluate the testimony of witnesses who said that they saw the new moon. And the Gemara asks, is it permitted to draw pictures of the moon? The Pasuk says, Lo sasu niti, you cannot make images of those who serve me. The angels above, and also in the upper realms, in the Mador HaElyon, in the upper realms, and also the stars, the moon, the sun, in the lower realm. It seems that we're not allowed to do that. And the Gemara concludes by saying that the reason why Rabbi Gamliel was able to have these images of the moon was that Acherim Asulo, other people made it for him, which seems to imply that Rabbi Gamliel would not be able to make these images himself. Then the Gemara states, well, by Rav Yehuda, others made, I guess, images for him of people, and Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Same Enei Dadein, that you should blind one of the eyes of this picture of an individual or the statue of this individual. And there the Gemara answers is there Chosmo Boleit Hava. He says that when it comes to the picture of a human being, since it was it protruded the image, it was a 3D picture or of model of a human being, so that is a problem even to own it, and therefore it had to be damaged or disfigured to some extent. Now, the way that Tosos understands this Gemara, Tosos asks the following question: why is it that when the Gemara asked about Rabban Gamliel, and the Gemara asked why did Rabban Gamliel have this image of the moon, why didn't the Gemara simply say the reason why Rabban Gamliel had this image of the moon is because it wasn't Chosmo Boleit, it didn't. Its image didn't protrude. It wasn't a 3D figure. The fact that the Gemara did not answer that suggests that Bechama Ulevana, and this is actually Tosus in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Gimel Beis, the Tosus says, Ki Bechama Ulevanu Mazalos Ein Chilak Ben Boltin Lishokin. There's no difference if the image protrudes or if it's sunken in. And velo mafli b'hachi al gabe partsufim. So apparently there's a distinction between the image of a human being. The image of a human being is only forbidden if it's bolate, if it protrudes, if it's a 3D figure. If it's just a painting of a human being, it is not forbidden. But when it comes to the constellations, it is forbidden even if it's not 3D, even if it's a 2D picture. What's the rationale to distinguish between the constellations and a human being? Presumably the rationale is that humans appear in 3D. Yeah, we see human beings, but certainly in the days of the Gemara, they only saw the stars and the sun in sort of a 2D image. They saw it from afar, so it's based on our perception. So the Torah prohibition of lo sasu niti, number one, to make an image in the image of God, a human being, that's only if it's in a 3D form, but to draw a picture is not a prohibition. But at least according to Tosfos, the Rambam also holds like this, that when it comes to constellations, the stars, the moon, the sun, it is forbidden even if it's a 2D picture. And there are other Rishonim who have a different view on this, but the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rambam and like Tosfos. the Shulchan Aruch. This, the Rambam is in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Seif Dalid states that Tzuras Chama Ulavada VeKochavim Aser Bein Boltos Bein Shokos, that the images of the sun, the moon, and the stars, not only if it protrudes, but even if it's sunken in, even if it's not a 3D figure. And Rav Moshe Feinstein holds like this. He says very clearly in Or HaChaim Chelakei Siman Tes, Os Vav, Im Yesh Iser B'Tziyurei Chama Ulevana Shetinokos Osim, if there's a prohibition by drawing pictures of the sun and the moon that the children make. And Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, Yesh La'ostrom La'elu Shebo L'chinuch, one should forbid the children who reach the age of chinuch to do this. And he says, because it's you can't do it, it's Asr La'asosim, he cites the Shulchan Aruch. And he does point out that Vade Dehu Rakish Yesh Dimyon Mamash, it's only if it really looks like the sun or like a moon. Shirov Tinokos Lo Shach Shiyasu Kein, little children for the most part can't really draw good pictures of the sun or the moon. Vim Lokein Eino Klum, and if they don't draw an accurate picture, it's not halachically problematic. And he says, the rock im be'enei habrios doma lachama aser, it's only forbidden if for a child who's reached the age of chinuch to draw a picture like this, if when you show it to a third party and he looks at it, he's going to say, oh yeah, this is a picture of the sun. But many pictures by little kids who think they're drawing the sun don't really do a good job. In that case, it would not be a problem. But Rav Moshe holds that he says, Lo tov l'lamed l'tinokos l'asot siyurei cham ulevoda ulevoda derotzi shilam d'brobz man l'asot siyurim ha'domos mamash. Rav Moshe thinks it's not appropriate to teach children to make pictures of the sun and the moon because at some point they're going to learn how to draw them very well, and he thinks that this is aser. He thinks that this is forbidden. This is the position also of Herschel Schachter, subscribes to this position. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelak Tes Simon Mem Dalet says, just drawing just a circle, the sun, a yellow circle, is not an ish, is not a problem. He says, Elat Sarech Obi Bifnim Obi Bachut Shiyen Nikar Lekol Lamari Chab. It has to look recognizable that it's a sun. The Hadish Yun Nitzotzos Boltim Svivos Ha'igol Kinitos Chabam Zirichasa. You need to have rays in the sun, not just the circle, but it needs to look like the sun. It needs to have sun rays. That's what the Tzitz Eliezer says. The Darchei Tshuva, Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, Seif Chav Zayin, argues that Osana Partzufo Sheosim L'Tidokos Lischok Vechein Osim Sheosim Sachakim Lischok Ein Shum Chshash Hov Lavdino Derech Keva. He wants to have like Kamosha Asali Slavidba. So he wants to argue that potentially that if a child just creates pictures just to play with and they're not, and he's going to draw a picture and throw it out right away. Children making pictures is fine, so it's not really done derech keva. It's not done in a permanent or serious sort of way. So just drawing a picture and then throwing it out may not be a problem according to the Darchei Teshuva. There's some other potential leniencies for drawing pictures or making pictures or images, models of the solar system, of sun and the moon. The Shulchan Aruch does say the following. The Shulchan Aruch first says it's forbidden to draw pictures of the sun and the moon and the stars, if it's protruding, if it's sunken pictures. And then the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'im heim lehis lamed lahavinu lahoros kulan mutaros afila boltos. Shulchan Aruch says that if it's for the purpose of education so they can understand, to teach, there's an educational value, then it would be permitted to create the sun, the moon, because the prohibition is really based on the concern that you're going to worship these images. But if it's lehislamed, to teach, that it's permitted. And based on this, The Rav Vosner writes in Shevet Halevi Chelek Zayin Simon Kuf Lamed Dalet. He's asked in Sheila Ches Ha'im Mutter Letzayer Shemesh Virech V'Chochavim BeParshas Breishis K'Shalomdim Inyanei Brias HaOla Ha'im Ze Nechshav Lislabed. Says that is it permitted to draw the sun, the moon, and the stars in Parshas Breishis when you study the creation of the world? Is this considered to be Islamic learning, studying, that is permitted? And also, V'chein Mitzayrim Chalam Yosef Parshas V'yeshiv. Let's say you're drawing the dreams of Yosef. Is this also maybe drawing the stars as part of the dreams of Yosef, is that considered part of Lislamed? You're doing it for educational purposes. And Shevet Halevi argues that yes, it is permitted. And based on the Shevet Halevi, that if you're drawing the sun or the moon as part of to teach about creation or to teach about Yosef's dream, then these would come under the heter of educational purposes, and arguably you could extend it to science classes as well. To schools have projects of making a model of the solar system, if that's for educational purposes, so that perhaps could be included in this heter of the Shulchan Aruch, certainly as the Shevet Halevi explains it. Again, the Shevet Halevi is talking about a situation where you're learning Torah, and this will help you understanding Torah, but it could conceivably be extended even for secular science classes as well. There, even to just draw a picture for artistic purposes of the sun or the moon, so there are some Rishonim who are lenient. The Darche Moshe in Yerodea Simon Kuf Mem Aleph cites the Maharam and the Mordechai in the name of the Maharam seems to say that yes, when it comes to a protruded image of the sun or the moon, or whether it's shokas or whether it's a sunken image of the sun or the moon, so those are forbidden. But Latzur B'tzivonim, just to draw a picture, that is better than Bolet O Shokas, because that's nothing, it's just paint. That's not really an image of the sun or the moon, and that would be permitted. And the Taz in Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Katan Yud Gimel also cites the view, he says, suggests that maybe Venera Ditzir Hu Adif, it seems that maybe drawing is even better than Mimeshukaim, than a sunken in picture. The Ein Betzir Shum Mamashis, in a drawing there's no mamashis, no substance. So that might be a Malamid Schus for those people who draw pictures of the sun or the moon. Certainly, if you don't draw a full picture of the sun, many poskim are lenient. And it also goes to the question of taking a photograph. Are you allowed to take a photograph of the sun, a complete sun? That's probably hard to do, but let's say the moon, some poskim hold that the moon, even if it's not quote-unquote a full moon, it's that's still, people even when you only see a quarter of the moon, a sliver of the moon, people view that as the entire moon, so that might still be problematic if that's in the background of a picture. So that also raises some questions in terms of its permissibility. Again, maybe you can rely on if you're taking the picture, you're actually not creating it, so maybe when you send the pictures away, so you're actually having someone else develop the picture, so that might also be a reason to be lenient when it comes to taking pictures, if you yourself are not developing the pictures. But the issue of drawing images of the sun, the moon, and the stars is not a far-fetched chumrah. It seems to be the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, but we've suggested certain possible ways that one can be lenient in certain instances. Again, if it's not a full sun, if it doesn't have the rays, according to the Tzitz Eliezer, if you can't really recognize a child's picture, that's from Moshe Feinstein. Maybe if it's not derech keva, if it's not drawn in a permanent way, if it's thrown out right away, the Darchei Tshuva, if it's for educational purposes, like the Shevet HaLevi. And then you have some Rishonim who say that any kind of painting of is not has no mamashus, has no real substance, significance, and there would be no prohibition. But again, that's not the view that is cited, the accepted view that's cited in the Shulchan Aruch.